So this is chart review. Today is the 25th. This is at Deerbrook Emergency Hospital. That's Deerbrook. Provider is Dr. Ali, A-L-I. First patient is I-C. 35-year-old woman comes in after she fell in the rain, hurt her knees. Dr. Ali examined her, sent her home with Motrin, gave her Toradol in the emergency room, diagnosed her with sprain. Since there was no nothing abnormal was found on the x-ray. At the bottom, consider x-ray, at least plain film, in any type of trauma-related pain. Number two, this is DR, 24-year-old young lady comes in with abdominal pain and back pain. Patient was given Toradol, Pepcid, and Zofran in the emergency room. Swab test negative, chemistry negative, CBC negative, UA showed leukocytes. CT scan showed both gallstones and kidney stones. Sent home with Toradol, Flomax, Macrobid, and Ursodil. That's U-R-S-O-D-I-L. No, U-R-S-O-D-I-A-L. At the bottom, put down given patients with kidney stone. Please consider an antibiotic that would be used for the possible infected kidney stone as well, where Macrobid would not be suitable for it. Patient is doing well, was happy with the care. And the first patient, IC, also put down, the patient was called, left message to call back. Next patient is DS, is a 61-year-old woman, comes in with abdominal pain, vomiting. Patient was seen on the 20th with same symptoms. Today, treated with Maalox, lidocaine, Benadryl, and Protonix. Dr. Ali chose not to repeat lab, EKG, or any other testing. Was sent home with Alka-Seltzer, Miralax, and Protonix. Would consider at least repeating a CBC in a 61-year-old with abdominal pain and a four-day-old lab. Despite anything on the exam, just to cover any changes that could have happened in the past 4 days. Next question is RR, is a 23-year-old woman, comes in with vaginal discharge. She was concerned about possible STD exposure, has no symptoms. Dr. Ali told her to get an STD test done at her provider's office. Patient did not answer the phone. Consider doing STD in the emergency room, and we'll call patient with the results. But she may not have done that because patient had no symptoms. Next question is AG, is a 2-year-old child with a piece of plastic in her right nostril. This was removed via CATS, K-A-T-Z, forceps, and patient did well. The mom was happy with the care. Next question is RM. Is a 16-year-old male seen with shortness of breath, asthma, O2 side was 95%, IV fluid, solumedrol given, respiratory treatment, swab test negative, chest x-ray negative, sent home with Z-Pak, prednisone, ProAir. Complete workup and good discharge planning. Doing much better, mom was happy with the care. Next patient is TY, is a 28-year-old woman, comes in with flu-like symptoms, diagnosed with strep and sent home with Amoxil. Hasn't really improved much, but she's not any worse. She tells me she was happy with the care. Next patient is DD, 27-year-old woman with sore throat, swab test negative, treated with Bromfed and Tessalon. And she's still sick, not any better, but she was happy with the care nevertheless. Next patient is ZA, 59-year-old male with metal shaving in the eye. Dr. Ali did an eye staining, found out he had corneal abrasion and a slight inner eyelid laceration and was treated with a Tobradex ophthalmic. Sent home, was told to follow up with ophthalmologist. Patient did not answer the phone, left message, good workup, good plan. Next patient is KS, is an 18-year-old with cut on the finger, 4-centimeter laceration, right fifth digit. Cleaned, DT given, antibiotic given. Patient is doing, the infection is doing well, and he liked Dr. Ali in the way she treated him. Next patient is RL, is an 82-year-old gentleman, comes in with abdominal pain. He was seen 2 days ago in the emergency room, diagnosed with constipation, and was given a prescription for constipation, which he never filled, comes back with abdominal pain. Blood pressure was 184 over 82. At discharge, 181 over 79. He's 82 years old, has diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease. In the emergency room, KUB showed no constipation, which is interesting because everyone is so concerned about constipation in this gentleman. Dr. Ali did not repeat blood work, CT, or any other workup, just the KUB, and wrote a prescription for Miralax and Linzess. I suspect that someone who's been constipated for 4 days, the KUB would show some evidence of constipation, but none was found. At the bottom, put down, consider admitting an 83-year-old with abdominal pain, second visit to the emergency room just based on symptoms, high blood pressure, and age, not to mention all the other comorbidities, including diabetes, hypertension, and coronary artery disease. And I called a patient. He did not answer. I called the son. He said, Dad didn't answer me either, in quotation, but he's going to go by after work. And he'll call me back. Thank you. Next patient is B.E., is a 4-year-old child with cough, vomiting, abdominal pain, swab testing negative, diagnosed with viral pharyngitis, placed on the Brat diet and Bromfed. Mom was upset because she states that the doctor was in the room less than a minute, never touched his belly, just asked him if he had a sore throat. Next patient is J.P., is a 17-year-old male with sore throat, diagnosed with URI after chest x-ray swab testing were negative, sent home with prednisone, zithromycin. Dad was upset with the nurses and how they treated his son, but he said Dr. Ali was first class. Next patient is J.G., the 6-year-old with wheezing, shortness of breath, and tightness in the lungs, vital signs stable, swab test negative. In the ER, received prednisone, dual nip, sent home with amoxil. Consider nip treatment at home. Consider prednisone taper since that was started in the emergency room. Consider a chest x-ray. And consider a prescription for a nebulizer for home use. They do not have a nebulizer, by the way. Mom was nevertheless happy with the care. Next patient is TM, is a 46-year-old female with nausea, vomiting, lack of appetite, vital signs were stable, was given Zofran, Toradol in the emergency room, CBC negative, CMP negative, amylase slightly elevated, CT showed gallstones, sent home with Zofran and Phenagy. Let's see, consider IV fluid, consider observation, consider rechecking amylase, make sure it's not going up in face of gallstones, consider at least empiric treatment with antibiotics in face of gallstones. Patient could have been admitted and observed and received IV fluids and comfort measures. Patient did not answer the phone. Next patient is DM, is a 7-year-old with vomiting, cough, loss of appetite, diagnosed with strep, treated with amoxil. Mom says that he has been vomiting at home. Consider injection, especially in face of positive strep and nausea and vomiting. She's going to go back if the vomiting continues and the patient can't keep the amoxil down. She did not really say one way or another if she was happy with the care. Next patient is Pam, No, PR. This is a 49-year-old with burning with urination. Patient had a history of UTI. Previously was treated with antibiotics. Was placed on a different antibiotic. Changed from Septra to Macrobid after 7 days of treatment with Septra. No cultures were done, which probably wouldn't do any good since the patient was on antibiotics. But one must consider Diflucan for possible vaginal yeast infection in someone, is it in a diabetic person who's been on antibiotic and now the urinalysis only shows trace leukocytes. Patient was called, but no one answered. I left the message. Next patient is LR, is a 16-year-old with chest pain, swab test negative, chest x-ray negative, sent home with a chest wall pain. Patient is doing better today, was happy with the care. Next patient is AK, burning with urination, STD exposure, UDS shows THC, was definitely exposed to chlamydia, and a sexual partner, treated with doxy and rocephin, and was sent home, left message for patient to call me back. Next patient is BO, 45-year-old male with blood in the urine. Your analysis shows UTI, blood pressure was 160 over 101, came down to 140 over 96. CT was negative, which was a great idea in a 45-year-old with hematuria, fitted with Septra DS. He was already better and was very appreciative of the care received by Dr. Ali. Next patient is BT, is a 24-year-old female with fever and spots all over, swab test negative, diagnosed with viral rash, sent home with Flonase. Patient gave a bad number to the emergency room. Next patient is TA, is a 44-year-old with body ache, sore throat, headache, vital signs, cough, and chills. Vitals were stable, diagnosed with viral pharyngitis after swab test negative, treated with Tessalon and Bromfen, sent home. I left a message for patient to call me back. Thank you.